Dictation for William, Willillian, Sutherland, Sutherland. September 543, addresses a letter Dr. Holmes, Holmes, 4631713. Dear Dr. Holmes, consultation Mr. Sutherland with chronic kidney disease. Change of kidney function within the last 3-4 years, from baseline 0.8 to 1 to present levels. A couple of years ago, mesenteric ischemia. Ischemic necrosis, right-sided hemicolectomy, end-to-end anastomosis, acute kidney injury that did not require dialysis. He goes for the winter to Arizona, another episode of acute kidney injury around January, associated to some procedures, diarrhea, also did not require dialysis. He complains of fatigue, weakness from long-term COVID since 2020. Appetite is down, but no abdominal pain. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, no blood melena. He eats 1 or 2 meals a day. He denies decreasing urination. He has enlargement of the prostate and has followed with urology, prior urinary retention, but that has not required catheter, no cloudiness of blood, no incontinence. He has numbness, bilateral feet, question related to orange agent as he was on Vietnam. He denies alcohol or diabetes. He also has peripheral vascular disease with prior stenting. Presently, no chest pain palpitation, minor degree of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no oxygen or CPAP machine, no major cough or sputum production. Some bruises of the skin, but no bleeding nose or gums, minimal headaches, chronic back pain, which is not new, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, past medical history, long-term hypertension, atrial fibrillation with ablation, does not have a pacemaker, enlargement of the prostate, prior urinary retention, ischemic bowel with resection, celiac artery stenting, he's not aware of coronary artery disease, no endocarditis, he's not aware of congestive heart failure, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no liver disease, he denies stroke. At the time of ischemic bowel, there was blood transfusion. Prior history of elevated uric acid, but he doesn't recall gout, no kidney stones, no pneumonia. Next, history of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Next paragraph, surgeries including exploratory laparotomy at the time of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, 1993. He did receive chemotherapy. Bilateral inguinal hernia repair, left-sided hip replacement, bilateral, a redo, bilateral inguinal hernia repair, peripheral vascular disease, angioplasty, and a stent. This was done in Arizona. Cataract surgery on the right side, atrial fibrillation cardioversion. Laminectomy, ablation procedure, University of Michigan, 2019. Mesenteric ischemia, necrotic bowel, right-sided hemicolectomy, tibial artery stenting. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications. Chlorthalidone, Plavix, valsartan, aldactone, escitalopram, protonix, allopurinol, thyroid, Lipitor, vitamins, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, he smoked less than one pack per day beginning age 17, discontinued 4 years ago, minor alcohol intake, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph on physical exam, 66 inches tall, 167 pounds, blood pressure 168-60 on the right, 160-64 on the left. His best eye is on the left side, prior cataract surgery on the right. There has been glaucoma, macular degeneration. There is left-sided carotid endarterectomy, right-sided carotid bruit, no palpable thyroid or lymph nodes, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, no gross abdominal distension. There is decreased pulses, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill, popliteal artery. There is also decreased pulses on the wrist, non-focal. Next paragraph, we repeat chemistries. That will be October 22nd. Recent creatinine was as high as 1.8, presently down to 1.48 for a GFR of 47, stage 3. Potassium mild elevated at 5.2, normal sodium, low bicarbonate at 20 with a high chloride 114, normal calcium glucose, albumin phosphorus, PTH not elevated, anemia 12.7 with a normal white blood cell. There is a low platelet close to normal at 147. The last bladder scan, September, only 6, no urinary retention, normal thyroid, uric acid well controlled less than 6, elevated triglycerides, low HDL, well-controlled cholesterol, LDL, normal B12. Next paragraph, the last imaging available is 2023. No lymph node enlargement. Coronary artery calcifications, thoracic aorta calcification, emphysema. Gynecomastia. Cyst on the right side of the liver. Gallbladder stones without obstruction, normal pancreas, spleen, adrenal glands. Kidneys normal size without obstruction, cyst on the right side, the right sided colon resection, prior laminectomy, prior hip replacement on the left side from osteonecrosis. A prior CT scan angiogram, abdomen and pelvis with contrast, diffuse disease of the abdominal aorta. At that time, there was high-grade celiac artery stenosis. Eventually, it was stented. The superior mesenteric artery was occluded with branches. The inferior mesenteric artery, high-grade stenosis. Both renal arteries with moderate proximal stenosis. A right-sided iliac stent, which is open. A left-sided iliac artery stenosis around the stent. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. Progressive over the last 3 years, a person who has hypertension and extensive vascular disease, documented moderate renal artery stenosis, prior episodes of acute kidney injury, including at the time of ischemic bowel, right-sided hemicolectomy, did not require dialysis, another episode of urinary tract retention. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He is tolerating ARB, valsartan, and aldactone with minor degree of elevated potassium. There is no need to change present medications, continue diuretics, continue cholesterol management, antiplatelet agents with Plavix. There is anemia that has not required EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for bicarbonate replacement, no need for vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism. He goes to Arizona for the winter. It's my understanding there are plans to do Doppler of his mesenteric arteries. We could do at that time a Doppler of the renal arteries to assess any progression of the stenosis. Otherwise, we will follow over time. Only to discuss with the patient and wife, end of dictation.